BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Biden says he's secured an agreement for the delivery of a limited amount of aid to Gaza, where 12 days of Israeli siege and bombardment have caused an acute humanitarian crisis. Speaking on his way home after his visit to Israel, Mr. Biden said President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi of Egypt had agreed to open the Rafah border crossing.
He agreed that what he would do is open the gate to let up to 20 trucks through to begin with. They're going to patch the roads. They have to fill in potholes to get these trucks through. They expect it'll take about 8 hours. So there may be nothing rolling through until Friday.
During his brief visit to Tel Aviv, Mr. Biden reaffirmed his support for Israel and its right to strike back at Hamas for the mass killing of Israelis that triggered the war. David Willis reports.
President Biden said Israel had been, as he put it, badly victimized, but added that he'd been blunt with Benjamin Netanyahu about the need to avoid being consumed by rage and had stressed the need to allow humanitarian aid to reach Palestinian civilians in Gaza. His visit to Israel was overshadowed by Tuesday's explosion at a hospital in Gaza, prompting Arab leaders to cancel scheduled summit talks with the US in Amman. Mr. Biden also said his administration supported Israel's contention that it was not to blame for the hospital blast, which has prompted angry protests throughout the region.
Hundreds of mostly Jewish peace protesters are staging a demonstration in the Capitol complex in Washington. Chanting "ceasefire now" and waving Palestinian flags, they're demanding US lawmakers pass a resolution calling on the Biden administration to facilitate a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict. Republicans in the US House of Representatives have, for a second day running, failed to elect their hardline colleague Jim Jordan as Speaker. 22 Republicans voted against him, two more than during his first attempt. Despite saying earlier he wasn't sure whether he'd press for a third vote, Mr. Jordan now says he will. Here's Anthony Zerker.
He could only afford to lose 4 House Republicans if all the Democrats were opposed to him. The fact that he has lost ground now, I think, are emboldening his Republican opponents who say they're not going to back down and they want someone besides Jim Jordan, who they oppose for a variety of reasons. But mostly, I think, because Jim Jordan is kind of an outspoken, hardcore conservative who they view as damaging to the Republican brand and also limiting their ability to get legislation through Congress.
Without a speaker, the lower chamber of the US Congress remains in paralysis, unable to pass bills. BBC News. A new report says deforestation in Southeast Asia caused by rubber plantations is at least 2 or 3 times greater than previously thought. Researchers used more powerful satellite imagery to reveal extra smallholder plantations. Writing in the journal Nature, they say more than 4 million hectares of forest have been lost over the past 30 years, mostly in Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand. An investigation into a devastating fire at South Africa's parliament in Cape Town last year has blamed officials and failures in the security system. Reconstruction costs have been estimated at more than $100 million, Nomsa Maseko reports.
The internal investigation into the blaze made a host of shocking findings. The Secretary of Parliament, Xolile George, said no parliamentary protection services were on duty on the night of the fire because it was a public holiday. It was also found that no one was monitoring security cameras and that the sprinkler systems, smoke detectors and a number of CCTV cameras were not working at the time. The opposition Democratic Alliance has said the fire which engulfed the historic building demonstrated criminal negligence which led to the destruction of South Africa's symbol of democracy.
The Brazilian army is continuing to confine 160 troops to barracks while it investigates the theft of 21 machine guns from a military base near Sao Paulo. There are fears the weapons could fall into the hands of armed gangs that regularly clash with the security forces. The lights have gone on again in Guinea-Bissau after the government paid part of a large bill owed to a Turkish utility company that had cut off electricity to the nation's capital. Guinea-Bissau's finance minister said $6 million of the $15 million owed was settled. BBC News.